Good morning. It's good to see you here this morning, and I'm glad you all sprang forward. Our theme for this year is to take root downward and to bear fruit upward.
我们今年的主题是往下扎根，向上结果。
We've talked about four trees, we've talked about four soils, and four bad roots.
我们讲到四种的树，四种的地土，然后也有四种不好的果子，不好的根。
Today we're going to look at the roots and the fruits of greed and generosity.
我们今天来看这个根与果子，这个贪婪与慷慨。
And our key verse today is this, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, life does not consist in abundance of possessions.
今天我们要来看你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Let's bow in prayer as we begin today to unite our hearts together.
让我们来低头祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can come before you in your presence. And we ask that you would be with us this morning and be in our midst.
父王，我们感谢你，我们借着祷告来进到你的同在里面，愿你早晨与我们同在。
Father, I pray that your spirit would fill your servant, give the words you would have to be said.
父王，求你的灵充满你的仆人，给我今天早上你的话。
I pray that you would anoint our ears to hear your word and anoint our hearts to receive it.
高我们的耳，叫我们能够听见你，高我们的心，让我们能接受你。
We thank you, Lord. May you be in our midst today. May you move the Spirit of God.
哦，主啊，愿你今天在我们的当中，愿你的灵来感动我们。
Lord, we do pray for those who are ill, that your hand would be upon them to raise them up. Lord, we ask that in everything you would receive the honor and the glory and the praise. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
所以我们祷告在一切的事上你都能够得到尊贵荣耀。我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
So the question we ask as we begin today is this question, where did that come from?
我们今天开始的问题就是这究竟是从何而来。
It came from within, from the heart. Sometimes things come out to the heart or the mouth, and we wonder, where did that come from?
它从里面来的，它从内心来的，但有时候我们不知道，我们就会问说，这到底哪儿来的？
Reminded again of Proverbs 4:23, a key verse here. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
箴言四章二十三节再次来提醒我们，你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效乃是从心发出。
So that what you see, what you say, what you do, what you hear, everything you do flows from your heart.
你的所思所行所想所做啊，都从心而来。
And so we are reminded of this, and today we come to the As we talk about the bad roots of the heart, sometimes there are branches that need to be cut off. Sometimes there are roots that need to be cut before we can have good fruit.
我们今天来说到什么是心里面那个坏的根啊？有的时候枝子要被剪下来，有的时候那个坏的根要被除去。
So we've talked about these bad roots. We've talked about guilt, and guilt says, "I owe you." We have the guilt of sin.We know I owe you an apology.
所以我们第一个说的是罪恶感。这个罪恶感的好像会说话，就是说我是欠你的。
Anger, we talked about that. You owe me and I become angry or bitter.
在愤怒里面他说你欠我的。
But here we look at greed. And greed has this thought that I owe me.
今天我们来看贪婪贪婪说话就是好像说我欠我的。
And we look at this, greedy people have believed that they deserve every good thing that comes their way. It's hard to get a greedy person to part with their money or stuff because it's mine, it's mine.
对于贪婪的人说他所认为他所经过的一切都是属于他的 对于他们来说，他们很难把属于他们的任何东西来分享。
And so we are reminded of 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10. Listen to the words of this verse.
我们一起来看提摩太前书六章十节。
For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。
So here is a warning that our love of money causes all kinds, it's a root of all kinds of evil, stealing and so forth because of this love of money.
那这里就提醒我们，贪财乃是万恶之根，那许多的恶都是从它而发出。
And how it can even affect our faith.
它也会影响到我们的信心。
So we need to take heed to this.
所以我们要谨慎。
The key question here today is for us, how is your heart?
今天要问大家，你的心如何？
So our verse here again, two warnings, watch out, guard, be on the guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in abundance of possessions.
再提示这个警告，你们要警醒自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
And our key idea that we want to consider today is this, how to deal with this root of greed.
所以今天我们主要来说如何处理贪婪的根源。
Now, we looked at already that there are four roots of the heart, guilt, anger, greed, and jealousy.
我们刚才已经看了心里的四种根，罪恶感、愤怒、贪婪和嫉妒。
And so we deal with these roots. The root of guilt, we deal with that by confession. The root of anger with forgiveness.
所以我们心中有罪恶，我们就要承认，如果我们有愤怒，我们就要来学习宽恕。
And so we pull out those bad roots that we can reap some good fruits.
我们要除去坏的根，这样我们能得到好的果子。
Then we're reminded here of this verse in Exodus chapter 20.
还有一处的提醒在出埃及记二十章。
You shall not covet. You shall not covet your neighbor's house, your neighbor's wife,or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
不可贪恋人的房屋，人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。
So again, this coveting comes from the heart. And we have to be aware of this greed, coveting that comes from the heart.
所以我们要记得这个贪心是从心里面发出来的。
And so, this is...Greed is a problem that we have to deal with.
这是我们所要面对的问题。
What is greed?
究竟贪婪是什么？
And so Jesus, we see here in Luke chapter 12, that someone in the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.Jesus replied, Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbitrator between you?
这里路加福音十二章，这里说众人中有一个人对耶稣说，夫子请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。耶稣说，你这个人谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分开家业呢？你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Now at that time, the rabbis or the teachers,We're expected to help settle legal matters. But Jesus refused to get involved in this.
那时候的拉比教师好像他们有这样的责任来给别人断家务事，但是耶稣不这样做。
Why? Because he knows that there is no answer. He knows the real problem was the greed in the hearts of both of the brothers.
因为耶稣知道说问题不在那里，问题在两兄弟心中都有这个贪心。
So the greatest need was to have their hearts changed.
所以只有当他们的心来改变。
So he reminds them, watch out, be on the guard of all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in abundance of possessions.
要他们谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Somehow, we often as people, we often get the idea that, we're in a race to see how many things we can get.
有时候我们就是会喜欢计算说我们来比赛，看谁能够拥有更多。
But we need to be aware of this greed. Greed was in the hearts of the two brothers. Greed is an unquenchable thirst for getting more and more of something that we think we need in order to be truly satisfied.
所以贪婪、贪心哈，就是好像里面一种无休止的渴望，他要得到更多、更多，来叫自己得到满足。
Now, greed can be a thirst for money, or for the things that money can buy, or even a thirst for position and power.
贪心可以是对钱财，或者是对于钱财所能买到的东西，或者是对权力。
So you see here that, Jesus made it clear that true life does not depend on the abundance of money or possessions.
所以耶稣说得很清楚，生命的丰富不在乎你的家道。
And so we see here the need that we have. Let's look at a description of this greed.
让我们一起来看这个关于贪婪的描述。
You know, greed hides itself. It hides itself in our hearts.
这个贪婪总是藏在我们的心里。
Greedy people are savers. And saving is a good thing.
他们总是积聚，他们要储蓄，这并不是坏事。
Greedy people are often planners. And planning is a good thing.
他们总是要计划，计划好像也不是坏事。
Greedy people want to make sure that their financial future is secure. And that's a good thing as well.
他们总是要计划他们的财务，让他们的明天安全可靠。
So this greed is easy to hide, even from our own self.
所以就在我们自己心里，我们常常知道说，可能这个贪心总是隐藏在那里的，不容易看见。
But greedy people talk a lot, and they worry a lot about money.
但是有一个迹象，我们就叫贪心的人，他们总是谈钱，他们也很担心钱。
And greedy people are not cheerful givers.
他们给的时候，他们总是不乐意的。
Greedy people are reluctant to share. They're holding on and reluctant to open their hands.
他们总是双手抓紧，他们不愿意张开手来分享。
Greedy people talk as if they just enough to get by.
他们只是说，要给最少的一点。
Greedy people are reluctant to express gratitude. They're very unthankful.
他们不愿意感谢。
Greedy people aren't content with what they have.
他们对于所拥有的总是不满足。
And greedy people attempt to control people and their situation with their money.
他们想用他们的钱财来控制他们的周遭。
So think about this. Greed isn't a financial issue. It's not about money. It's a heart issue. It's about trusting God.
对于贪婪，它不是一个财务的问题，它是一个内心的问题。
I often think, we've talked to you about before, we have a squirrel problem in our neighborhood. We have so many squirrels.
我以前讲过我们邻居周围这个有松鼠的问题。
And I think these squirrels are so greedy. We have three apple trees in our backyard. If they just took one or two apples, that's fine. But they want to take all our apples. They're so greedy.
我看我们的院子里的松鼠他们真是贪心哈。照理说我想他们如果只吃一两个苹果那是没事的。我们有三棵苹果树，但这松鼠好像要把他们全部弄走。
And then I often look out the window and I see one of these squirrels out there and it's not as if they just have one apple in their mouth, they have two apples in their mouth.
所以我看窗子外面看见这个松鼠它不是说只吃了一个苹果，它一口要咬两个苹果。
Last year, because of the squirrels, we had no apples.
所以因为有这松鼠的问题，去年我们就完全没苹果。
So this year, My wife and I, we've declared war against the squirrels.
所以今年我太太跟我，我们就向松鼠宣战了。
They still were greedy. They still took so many of our apples, but we did have some apples left over because we fought the squirrels.
因着我们和这个松鼠来征战，虽然他们还是拿去了很多，但是我们终于有一点剩下的。
I thought the squirrels were storing away for winter. You know, they put all these nuts and apples and all these things in a safe place for the winter. And I thought that they would rest all winter.
我知道松鼠他们是储存过冬的食物，所以一旦他们储存的够了，他们应该就整个冬天就应该休息了。
And I was surprised. I looked out in the snow and I saw the squirrels jumping around the snow, trying to get more, never satisfied, wanting more and more and more.
但是我吃惊，有时候冬天在雪地上看见松鼠跳来跳去，他们仍然在找东西，要把它们存储起来。
And I thought about that, and I thought that's what greed is like. Never satisfying, always wanting more, being like a squirrel.
所以我想那就是一个贪婪的最好的图画，因为它总是不满足，总是需要更多。
Number three, I want you to consider what's the cause of greed.
第三点我们来看说这个贪婪形成的原因。
As we think about the cause of this, of greed, there's a force behind this greed. It's fear rather than faith.
它背后的那个力量好像是恐惧而不是信心。
There's an endless cast of what if.What if? And that shows our fear, not our faith.
在心中不断的有那些假设的问题，万一，万一。
What if it gets lost?
万一它丢了呢？
What if it's not enough?
万一不够呢？
What if I don't get my fair share? What if the economy collapses?
万一我得的分量不够啊，万一经济崩溃怎么办？
It's like a fear that God either can't or won't take care of them.
他们觉得说神要么是不能要么是不愿意来照顾他们。
So, greedy people can never have enough to satisfy their need to feel secure.
所以他们尽力来满足自己的需要但是永远不会有安全感。
Seems like there's always another what if, what if.
所以他们永远问这些万一的问题。
It drives them to go for more and more.
他们要伸手去抓越来越多的东西。
Appetites cannot be satisfied. There's never enough, so the acquisition and hoarding continues and continues.
所以他们永远是不够的，所以他们的双手一定要抓得紧紧的。
Do we fear or do we trust God? Do we ask what if or we say let God take care of me?
我们总是担忧恐惧，还是我们信靠神，知道神掌权。
Now,Here we see an example of greed. Jesus tells about the parable of a rich man, a wealthy landowner.
那我们这里来看一个贪心的例子啊，就是耶稣所讲的那个比喻。
Whose property had yielded a much larger crop than he expected or even needed.
啊，有一个财主他田产丰富哈。
And so Jesus he told them this parable, the ground of a certain rich man.Yielded an abundant harvest.
就这个财主他的收成比他预期的要远超他的预期的。
So as we look at this parable, how do we respond to the parable? How does our heart respond to it?
我们来看这个比喻我们也来看我们的心如何的回应。
First of all, we see how do you respond to this wealthy farmer's dilemma. What can I do?
我们先来看怎样回应这个财主的困境。
So he thought to himself, what shall I do?
他心里思想说我该如何办
?I have no place to store my crops.
我的收获不够地方来收藏。
And so, we see here that, He sowed the ground and God gave him abundant harvest. His eyes were big, but when he saw the bigger harvest, his eyes got bigger.
他看到他地里有个大的出产，当他眼睛看到这些的时候，他的眼睛好像要看到更大。
So there's where greed comes in. He begins to see bigger things, bigger, and then biggest. He was very proud even. This is the biggest harvest maybe he had ever seen.
所以这个就是贪心看看开始滋长的时候，他就要看越来越大的东西。啊，也许他从来没有得到过这么大的一个出产。
And so we see that you, what do you do if maybe all of a sudden you were to receive an inheritance?
所以或者就是像我们如果突然得到一笔遗产。
And you thought about this, you know, suddenly you got this great deal of wealth. Would it create a problem for you? Or would you simply praise God and ask Him what He would want you to do?
如果我们突然得到一笔财产，这个对你来说就变成一个问题吗？还是说我们能够在神面前祷告，说看我们怎样来使用？
So really the question should be, Lord, what do you want me to do with what you've given to me? What do you want me to do with the extra that I have received?
所以我们真正要问的是在神面前说，神，你希望我怎样的来使用你所给我的？当我得到这额外的，我当怎样来用？
So we see then, this farmer saw his wealth as an opportunity to please himself. And he saw this not as an opportunity to help others or had no thoughts of others or of God.
所以这个财主他看见这个额外多得的是一个来满足自己的机会，而不是来帮助别人或者来献给神的机会。
His eyes got big and bigger, and his greed got greater and greater.
他的眼睛就要看更多而又多的东西，他的贪心也就不断的滋长。
The next response I want you to think about is this: How do you respond to the decisions of the rich man?
所以我们来看富人的决定哈，我们要如何来回应？
In chapter 12, verse 18, we read these words here. Then he said, This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and I will build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain.
12章18节说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。
You may think that, oh, this is a wise businessman.To save and have it ready for the future.
你觉得说，这是一个有智慧的商人，他会为将来做打算。
But Jesus saw the selfishness in this man's heart. He saw that all this man did, he saw I, and he said to this man that he was a fool.
但耶稣看出这个人内心的自私，因为他所想的就是我，我，我。
Certainly nothing wrong withfollowing good business principles. There's nothing wrong with saving for the future, but Jesus did not encourage waste, but neither did he encourage selfishness.
当然做那个合适的商业的计划是没有错的，然后做合适的积蓄也是没有错的，但是我们耶稣看见的是这个人心中的贪心。
So he had this, I will,My barn is not big enough. I'm going to tear down my barn and I'm going to build bigger barns.
他所看的乃是我的仓房不够，我需要拆了建更大的。
And maybe he even built the biggest barn around. He was very proud of his bigger and biggest barns.
也许他会建一个周遭最大的仓房。
If this man had lived today, he would have gone out andrented bigger storage units. The local storage place. He would have gone rented bigger storage places.
如果像我们今天的情形，也许他就会在那里在我们外面建这个大的仓库。
So we see the response number three is how do you respond to the farmer's desires?
所以对着这个农夫这个富人的心愿，你有什么回应？
And he said to myself, I will say to myself, Look, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.
要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
So this man thought of life as, you know, just take it easy. Don't have to work so hard. Eat, drink, and be merry.
所以这个人心中想的生命就是轻轻松松吃喝快乐。
Jesus made it clear that true life does not come from abundance of things, nor does true success or true security come from money or things.
耶稣说得很清楚，人的生命不再加到丰富，真正的成功和安全也不在乎你的钱财。
So this man had a false view of life. He thought that life could be come from his bank account and his accumulation of things. So he built bigger things and got bigger houses and bigger cars.
这个人对生命的丰富他有错误的看法，他认为就在于说你银行账号里的钱财和你所拥有的东西。
And so this man, eat, drink, and be merry. Bigger pleasures, bigger desires,
所以这个人他所想的就是吃喝快乐，他就想要更大的仓房，更多的钱财。
But this story takes a turn. Look carefully what happens next.
然后故事在这里就有了一个转折。
How do you respond then to the death of the farmer?
我们对这个妇人他的死亡有什么看？
But God said to him, "You fool!How foolish you have been!
神对他说，无知的人啊。
This very night, your life will be demanded from you. Then, who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
And to be reminded that it's not just this fool, but we can all be fools. This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves.But is not rich toward God.
我这是提醒大家说不光是那个人他是一个无知的人，我们这里我们都可能是那个无知的人，为自己积财在神面前却不丰富。
This is the greatest tragedy right here. It's not what the man left behind, but what lay before him, eternity without God.
这个人生命最大的悲剧就是不是说他留下了一堆钱财不知道归谁，而是说他的结局里面到底有没有神。
So here this man lived without God and he died without God and his wealth was but an incident in his life.
他活着的时候没有神，当他离开的时候他也没有神。
Remember this, that God is not impressed with our money. God is not impressed with our possessions.
神并不看重我们的钱财，他不看重我们的所拥有的。
Now, I don't know about you, but I have been to many funerals.
我不知道你怎么样，我去过很多葬礼。
But there is one thing I have never seen at a funeral.
但是我从来没看过一件事情。
Have you ever seen a hearse with a U-Haul?
你有没有看见那个送葬的灵车，后面拖一个这个货车在后面？
Do you ever see going to the gravesite that hearse carrying the body and behind the hearse, behind that car is a U-Haul with all that person's possessions?
你看那个车把尸体运到墓地去，你有没有看见后面拖个车子把他所有的拖在后面？
No, because simply that person cannot take anything with them.
因为那个人他不能够带任何的东西走。
And so we learned that we should not hold so tightly to our money or so tightly to our possessions because there's nothing we can take with us when we go.
知道说我们的手对于我们的钱财，我们所拥有的不能抓得那么紧，因为我们谁都带不走。
And then we come to this phrase, so very important. What does it mean to be rich toward God?
所以我们就要问说，在神面前富足是什么意思？
It means to, first of all, to acknowledge gratefully that everything we have comes from God, and then to make every effort to use what He gives us for the good of others and for the glory of God.
我们要在神面前要感恩， 要承认说我们所有的都是从神而来，我们也要用它啊来荣耀神。
And so we need to not so hold tightly to these things, but to acknowledge that everything comes from God. And to be rich toward God means spiritual enrichment, not just our personal enrichment.
所以在神面前富足哈，不是我们的财产的丰富，乃是我们属灵的丰富。
How tragic when people are rich in this world but poor in the next.
如果我们在今世富足哈，但在神面前贫穷。那是何等的可怜。
An abundance of stuff does not assure us of the abundance of time.
我们的财产丰富不表示我们就时间上也是丰富。
If you have a lot of money, if you have a lot of possession, doesn't mean you have a long life.
我们有财产，有许多的财产，财富不等于说我们会长寿。
So a person who stores up things for himself isn't rich toward God.
有人为自己积财，但在神面前却不富足。
And so we think about this, this key verse that Jesus gives us here in Luke chapter 12 and verse 34, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
耶稣在路加福音12章34节告诉我们说，因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。
We need to think about this. In this world, there are only two things that are eternal.
在这世上只有两件事是永恒的。
One is the Word of God. The Word of God is forever.
一个是神的话，神的话是永恒的。
The other thing is the souls of man, souls of men and women, boys and girls.Our soul will last forever.
另一个是人的灵魂，灵魂是不灭的。
So on this earth, there are only two things that are eternal.
在世上只有这两件事是永远的。
And you know the story, there's a story that money tells.
有一个关于钱财的故事。
The story that if you were to open up your checkbook tells a story where your heart is.
如果我们打开我们的支票本这个支票本就会讲述一个故事。
So a person who stores up things for himself or stores up money isn't rich toward God or generous toward those in need.
那个在为自己积财的人在神面前却不富足。
So a greedy person is one who saves carefully but gives sparingly.
他们就努力的积财但是吝于给予。
So this man, he was rich in this world, but he was poor toward God.
就像这个人他在世上富足，但在神面前贫穷。
Now, how do you cure this disease of greed?
那我们的如何来医治这个贪心？
No one, Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 6, no one.Can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon or money.
耶稣在马太福音第六章讲，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
So the cure is this. Simply, we must put our faith and trust in God, not in our money, not in our possessions.
我们医治就在这里，我们要信靠神，我们不能靠自己的钱财。
And to show that your faith is in God, you also serve God. You don't become a servant to your money or your possessions.
我们不仅信靠神，我们侍奉神，我们不是侍奉马门。
So the cure is a choice. A choice to serve God. A choice to trust God.
这个医治在于我们的选择。我们是选择来侍奉神，来信靠神。
And then this is followed by another truth that Jesus gives us in Acts chapter 20.
那我们当记得主所说的话，《使徒行传》二十章。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
是比受更为有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
是比受更为有福。
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And it tells us in Hebrews chapter 12 that for the joy that was set before Him, Jesus endured the cross.
因着摆在前面的喜乐，就忍受了十字架的苦难。
So the cure here is to trust God. The cure here is to serve God. But the cure is also is this. The cure to greediness is to be generous.
所以我们知道说信靠神服侍神乃是我们的医治。我们也知道说那个医治也是叫慷慨。
And so the key application is this, is that instead of greed, we need to have the habit of being generous.
让慷慨来成为我们的习惯。
Why do you have so much?
为什么我们有的如此多？
When we focus on what we don't have, it makes our hearts greedy.
当我们的心总是看我们所没有的，我们的心就落在贪心的里面。
So this greedy farmer believed that he deserved it. I deserve this. He did not recognize God's hand, God's provision.
那个贪心的财主，他认为这一切都是他所当得的，但他却不知道一切所有的都出于神。
So everything I have belongs to God. God has given that to me. And so the question is, why has God provided you with more than you need?
我们一切所有的既然都出于神，那我们就要问说，为什么神给了我们超过我们所需要的？
Every mother, every father, you've gone through this with your children. You hand a child takes two cookies.
我们都所有当爸爸的都有这样的经验哈，我们给孩子两个饼干。
And there's their brother, there's their sister. And what does the mother or father say? One word, share, share.
当他有兄弟姐妹在旁边，所有父母对他们所说的都是说要分享，来分享。
And all the child is thinking of as they look at the hold those two cookies is, I want them both.
但孩子他手拿两个饼，他们所想的都是两个我都要。
Share, share.
所以我们是要分享。
And so we need to realize that greed is only conquered with generosity.
所以只有在这个慷慨里面，我们来学习胜过贪心。
Only a generous giving will break the grip of greed on our life.
所以那个慷慨能够打碎那个紧抓不放的贪心。
Rather than holding tightly to the things we have, opening our hands and giving generously.
所以我们是要紧紧的抓住我们的手，还是要张开手来供给别人。
So giving is a way that God chooses to change our hearts. And as your heart changes, your attitude and your feelings will also follow.
神所选择来改变我们的心的方法就是让我们来给予。
God loves a cheerful giver. And even if you're not cheerful, if you give until you become cheerful.
神喜欢那个给的乐意的人，也许开始我们并不乐意，但是慢慢我们会变成那个乐意的人。
And so we see here that generosity is a habit.Of giving without expecting anything in return.
所以我们看见慷慨就是说他给予的时候他并不期望得到回报。
It can involve offering our time, our assets, our money, or talents to aid someone in need, to be generous.
可以是用我们的时间，可以是用我们的金钱来帮助所有需要的。
I'd like to close with this, an example of generosity. A man by the name of David Green.
最后我要讲一个故事，就是一个人叫 David Green.
And he has written a book, and I highly recommend this book. It's a book you ought to read. I got it from the library, and it's easy reading. I read it in one day.
我这里向大家介绍一本书，我从图书馆借的，它很容易读，一天就可以读完。
Let me tell you about David Green. In 1970, in his garage at home, with just his wife and him, they started Hobby Lobby.
这个人他在1970年，他跟他的太太在他们车库里就开始了一个生意，这个生意的名字就叫做 Hobby Lobby。
He had another job that could pay his bills, but they started this business in their home. They made picture frames, and he and his wife together would glue these picture frames.
他有其他的工作，也足够生活啊，但是在他车库里，他们就开始做这个生意。他们开始的时候就是做镜框。
I'm sure all of you have heard of Hobby Lobby. Today, they have over 32,000 employees, over 700 stores across America.
所以你们大概都听过这个店叫 Hobby Lobby. 今天他们大概有超过32,000个雇员，他们大概有700多家店。
And as a young boy, he had learned both hard work and giving.
当这个他还小的时候，他就学了怎样的努力工作。也学了怎样的来分享。
So his first job as a young boy, he had learned even to tithe, to give 10% back to the Lord. He had learned that from Scripture.
在小小年纪的时候，他就学会把十分之一来交给神。
And then as they started their business, they didn't have much, but he also continued to give that tithe, that 10%. And as God moved upon him, he would give extra offerings.
当他长大，他生意越来越大他仍然是把十分之一交在神的手中。
And today, not only do he as a person, as a family, give to support his local church, but his business also gives of their profits.
不仅是他的个人，他的家庭他们在当地的教会里有奉献他整个的生意他也是用来奉献。
And so his business, he started out by giving 10% to that which would further the spread of the gospel and giving to missionaries or to work that would, remember what's eternal, the word of God and the souls of men.
他把他收益的十分之一拿来奉献来传福音 来做神的事工。
And over the years, he increased that percentage. Today,Hobby Lobby gives 50% of their profits are given to the work of God.
他在神面前他不断地增加这个奉献，所以到今天他们把收益的一半来献给神。
And so David Green said this, we are put on this earth to give, to devote ourselves to a radical brand of generosity that changes lives and leaves a legacy.
所以这个他就说我们来到这个世上乃是要为着给予来奉献我们自己。
It's not just the story of David and his wife Barbara, but their children and their grandchildren as they learn to be generous and to give and the way of living generously.
这故事就说到这个Green, 还有他的太太还有他的孩子他的孙儿孙女都一起学习这个功课。
So David reminds us of this very important truth. We are only stewards, managers of what God has given us. It isn't ours, it's His.
所以David, 他的人生就提醒我们说我们只不过是管家一切都是神交给我们的我们只是代管。
David learned this very important lesson that we all need to learn. It's not my money, it's God's money.These are not my possessions, they're God's. And he even wrote it down on a piece of paper. This business, Hobby Lobby, this is God's business.
所以 David 他就提醒我们这个功课，这不是我的钱乃是神的钱，这不是我的财产，乃是神的。当他就自己在一张纸上写他这个生意Hobby Lobby, 乃是神的。
So, let's honor the Lord. Let's honor the Lord with our giving. Remember this. 2 Corinthians 9:6. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. But whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
让我们用我们的奉献来遵从主。 记得在哥林多后书所说的，少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
Let's bow in prayer together.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, you know our hearts. It's so easy to become greedy and to hold on and think that this is mine.
主，你知道我们心里是非常这么容易有贪心，我们总觉得这是我的，这是欠我的。
Sometimes we deceive ourselves. We try to think, well, I'm just saving, but we're really not trusting. We're thinking, what if? We're fearing.
有时候我们总是欺骗自己，找各样的借口。我们总是觉得说，如果有万一呢？
Lord, I pray that we would acknowledge, like David Green, that everything we have comes from you. It belongs to you.
主，我们祷告，我们能像这个 David Green 一样，我们来承认说，我们所有的都是从你而出。
We are not the owners. We do not own this. We are only the managers, only the stewards of what you have given to us.
我们不是那个主人，我们只是管家。
Father, I pray that we would then open our hearts to you and our hands, and that we would be generous to you and to others.
主，我祷告在你的面前，我们的心能够敞开，我们手也能张开，向着你奉献，也帮助有需要的人。
Thank you, Lord, for what you have given to us.
为着你所给我们的一切，主，我感谢你。
Lord, it belongs to you.
主，我们属于你。
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉主的名，阿门。